Welcome back, family. It's Makeisha Styles, aka Keish here, and I would like to say thank you to each and last one of you who continue to comment, hint hint, like, double hint hint, and subscribe to all my videos. So thank you so very much. And of course, special shout out to those of you who continue to show your love and support by purchasing my new book, You Got This. It is available on Amazon. Links be popping up. All right, so thank you. If you have not gotten your copy yet, make sure you get your copy, because it's 100 different ways and gives you tasks each day on how to create the life that you deserve. So as you know, every Monday I like to put out a short little video to kind of keep you motivated throughout the rest of the week. So no matter what it is that you come in contact with, you know that you got this. Hint, hint, another plug for my book. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So the topic for today is going to be on three ways to train your mind for success. Because a lot of times we're normally talking about, okay, how successful people are, talking about different things, right? But now for the next couple of weeks, I want to get down to the nitty gritty, right? And show you all different ways on action steps on how to get to the life that you deserve. So the topic for today is how to train your mind for success. So the first way I know might be tough for some people, because I know we work, a lot of different things go on, but the first way on training your mind for success is to meditate daily. Yeah, that's gonna be something just spectacular, right? This is spectacular, but it's just that this is something that you can actually implement in your life. So when you think about meditating, you think about, you know, when they be out in the woods, be out in a different place, and it's like just quiet for multiple days, that would be nice. But no, when it comes to meditating, you don't have to start there. What you can start with is 5 minutes per day, just 5 minutes. So keep it nice and brief. So what do you do when you're meditating? Remember, you're training your mindset for success. So what this causes you to do is to actually just slow down for a moment. So first thing in the rising, or before you go to bed in the evening, what you can do is stop for 5 minutes, close your eyes. What I like to do is put on a YouTube video that has certain frequencies to it, or I might even put on a 5-minute guided meditation, because the beautiful part about technology is we have access to every single thing. So there's no excuses. So 5 minutes, sit there and meditate about what it is that you want to accomplish for the day. All right. Or you can just sit there and work on your breathing. You know, practice breathing in, breathing out for 5 minutes, and you'll be surprised how refreshed you feel afterwards. It's the simple things in life that's going to get you to where you want to be in life. So don't ever, ever just dismiss the small things. So 5 minutes a day, go ahead and meditate. That's your number one. Your second tip to learning how to train your mind for success is to always be learning new things. Now, mommy's telling me this, my grandma's telling me this, people are always telling me, make sure you learn something new every day. And it's like, how am I going to learn something new every day? It's no way I could learn something new every day. And as I got older, when I started to actually be aware of a lot of things, I'm learning something new every day. It's a quote. I'm not sure who actually did the quote, but it says, never stop learning because life never stops teaching, which is true. So every single day, just make yourself aware and listening to the things around you, and you're going to learn something new. So even if it's something small, like I said, the small things, they add up. So don't dismiss the small things. So even if it's like, hey, a new word. On my computers, I make sure I have it set for the screensaver is the word of the day. So every single day when I come in here, the screensaver is going and it has a new word. And a lot of times I don't know what the word is. And like I read the dictionary every day, but when I read that word, it's like, I learned something new for the day. And I can check that off my list. So you always learn something new because life is always teaching you something new. So just pay attention and be aware. That's the second thing. The third thing is you want to organize your life. This is very key when it comes to training your mind for success, because you want to make sure not only is everything around you organized, but this has to be organized as well. And we know so many different thoughts come through our head every single day, and we're not really organized. Sometimes we get over here, then we over here, then we over here, and Thomas sent us over here. You're like, man, if I could just organize a little bit, how can I do that, Keish? So what I like to do is first thing in the morning, right? Actually, I do it the night before, but we're going to go first thing in the morning. I write down what it is I need to do for the day. Before I go to sleep, if it's a lot of stuff on my mind, like something's bugging me, or I just had a wonderful day, I write that down. So you keep like a little journal, okay? For my guys, sometimes you don't want to say journal, it's okay. So I just keep saying, I write it down. So all my thoughts, okay, this happened today, man, I should have did it this way, okay, but I'm getting all that out my head and I'm organizing. So the next day when I get up, I'm like, okay, today I need to make sure I do this, I need to do this, I need to do this. But then I don't get hung up over the fact if I don't do it. But 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna do it because I wrote it down. So when life starts to be like, hey, Keish, do this, hey, do this, do this, do this, 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 I go back to my list and I start from there. And I just check it off. Even if I don't get a chance to do everything for the day, at least I know everything was organized. So start to organize your life, organize your thoughts, and you're going to see that you're going to really start to just create that life that you deserve, because now you're training your mind for success. So if you're training your mind, remember everything starts in the mind, for success, you're going to see that you're going to accomplish a lot of great things in life. So just to recap, what are the three ways we're going to train our mind for success? The first way is we're going to meditate daily. Just meditate. The second way is we're going to make sure we're learning new things, being aware of everything around you. The third thing is we're going to start to organize our life by putting down what it is we must be doing every day and just organizing our thoughts and our habits, okay? So that is all for today. I hope that you have learned something powerful. Make sure you comment below the key takeaway that you learned from this particular video. And once again, if you have not ordered your book, you got this. Make sure you order. It is available on Amazon and the link is in the description. So also make sure you share this video with a friend. Share it with a friend. Don't be stingy. Share the video with a friend. And I'm looking forward to seeing you all next week for our Monday Mindset Vibes. I want you all to take care. Have a blessed, prosperous, and wonderful rest of the week.